About a year and a half ago, Noah Diamond had reached a low.
I was suicidal at the time. I slept with a loaded 380 handgun by my bed at all times, so if I woke up in the morning and I didn't want to carry on, I had my off switch.
Diamond lives with bipolar disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression, and he says a few more. It was during that time that his doctor referred him to Hope Clubhouse in Fort Myers.
Put Shirley in kitchen.
Executive Director Debbie Webb speaks to Hope Clubhouse members as they gather for their daily morning meeting.
Okay, I'm going to keep your spirits up, okay? Mm-hmm. Try to focus on your job today. Recovery through work. Recovery through work.
Hope Clubhouse is a psychosocial rehab program for people living with severe mental illnesses. Webb has been its leader since it was founded in March of 2010.
We believe that work, friendships, and the appropriate support help people manage their mental illness problems.
The clubhouse model of recovery started in 1948 with the Fountain House in New York City. Today, there are more than 300 clubhouses worldwide, including 12 others in Florida. Dr. Omar Ritchie is a Fort Myers psychiatrist and a board member of Hope Clubhouse. He says the program fills in gaps.
Many times I talk to people about how I can provide therapies or medication treatments, but the treatment that's missing sometimes most is that individual's ability to regain dignity and feel useful and part of society.
Members are referred to the program by their therapist. They choose a job within the clubhouse to help keep the facility running, as Webb explains.
We work as a team. They're not separate from the staff. They are the clubhouse.
The program is free and its members volunteer their time. It maintains a typical work business environment from 9 to 3. Some members work in the kitchen while others work at the reception desk or business unit. Noah Diamond works as the clubhouse's IT person and webmaster.
I showed up and they said, well, we need somebody who can do websites. I'm like, well, I'm a computer engineer. I can do websites, build your network, all that stuff.
Webb says the clubhouse focuses on people's strengths and abilities and not their illness.
Many of the members had careers and have worked in a profession that have just gotten stricken with this illness and are striving to get their life back. And some people come in and want to build up their self-confidence and want to get a job again.
Members often stay working in the clubhouse for up to a year and a half. The program helps them find a job and get back into the workforce. Diamond says it also creates a support network among its members.
Learning to cope with it, the clubhouse is more than just a support group, more than just a family. It's opened up a lot of opportunities for me, doors for me. At the same time, I'm not treated like someone who is, you know, mentally ill or anything like that. I'm treated as an individual. They don't see the mental illness.
Webb says programs like Hope Clubhouse play a vital role in mental health care.
I think that a community that does not have a clubhouse sees more people in crisis.
Dr. Omar Ritchie agrees.
You can really see the difference in their overall health and their overall outlook in life. It can't be stressed enough how much being part of the community and being able to contribute can make a difference in the well-being of that person that traditional treatments can't address.
In the clubhouse, the morning meeting is done and members are getting to work. Noah Diamond is helping fix an electronic device for another member.
That's the empty spool. This needs to be...
He says he's starting to get his life back.
I feel more courageous, empowered, more of a self-hero.
Since opening, Hope Clubhouse has helped 77 members. For HealthyState.org, I'm Farah Dasani in Fort Myers.